Oh, okay. So manje ninifundise kho. Nani nifuna kho lakhi yanu?
Una chache option hayo option 2 by ticket.
Eh.
Nakata na tiki box.
Eh, yangena nongena.
Yangena nongena.
So vamene va doubt that ichola mega box iwe ni samunga vaudze bwanje.
Ungabalange che.
Ungabalange ka? Kuvalanga mwanzi. Awe, that's nice. That's what we like to hear. Thank you so much. And we didn't get, what's your name, first of all?
I'm Promise.
Promise? As Promise, the money is in your mobile money. congratulations, Promise. And keep playing. You just might be well on your way to even bigger rewards.
Absolutely. And yes, unfortunately, our producer says we need to wrap up. And it means that for our lucky winner today, it's like, I'm on my mind.
Yes, indeed. And just before, quick note, quick side note, very, very quick. I would be failing if I didn't say this because it is very, very crucial that I do say this. I would like to say a really big birthday shout out to one of our powerhouse media, Power FM fans, and he is celebrating his birthday today all the way in Livingston. His
wow.
name is Samuel Mwiba Loa, aka Smiling Cop of Livingston, and we wish you nothing but the best. And thank you so much for all the love and the support, and we wish you all the cake that your body can take.
Source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. Feel the power. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Government concerned about the security challenges faced by Zambian truck drivers operating in the Democratic Republic of Congo. People's Pact, a newly launched political alliance, says Zambia requires a governance system that effectively addresses the practical challenges faced by her citizens. In international news, Pope Leo plans Africa trip with stop in Angola. And in sports, Gondwe, Lambia and Chiluba extend stay at Nkana.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis.
And I'm Lupo Pangandwe. The government of Zambia, through Minister of Defense Ambrose Lufuma, says it is concerned about the security challenges faced by Zambian truck drivers operating in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Truck drivers from the Kasumbalesa border have reported harassment, intimidation, and attacks along key transport routes. Mr. Lufuma noted that the safety concerns are linked to border security gaps along trucking routes, further confirming that Zambia has engaged in diplomatic talks and is working with all relevant partners to reduce risks and protect truck drivers. Mr. Lufuma said the harassment of truck drivers and other security concerns are top issues on the agenda, further stressing the importance of maintaining good relations with the DRC as the two countries are closely linked socially and economically. Mr. Lufuma also confirmed that the Ministry of Defense, together with the Office of the President, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ministry of Home Affairs, Ministry of Transport and other stakeholders, will continue to monitor the situation and provide updates as diplomatic and security measures progress. A joint Permanent Commission on Defense and Security meeting is currently taking place in Lubumbashi between Zambia and the Congo DRC.
Government of the Republic of Zambia wishes to acknowledge with deep concern the mounting security challenges faced by the Zambian truck drivers operating within the Democratic Republic of Congo. Government is fully aware of the harassment, intimidation and attacks reported by our truck drivers along key transport routes in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We reiterate unequivocally that government has neither paid a blind eye nor a deaf ear to the plight of our citizens engaged in cross-border transport commerce. Ensuring their safety, dignity and welfare remains a matter of national priority and active diplomatic engagement. It is with profound sadness and heartfelt sympathy that government extends its sincere condolences to the family, relatives and colleagues of Mr. Joseph Martin Chiwanga, a dedicated Zambian trucker who was found dead in the Democratic Republic of Congo in December 2025.
In a separate development, the Zambia Air Force has carried out a life-saving medical evacuation exercise in Livingston following heavy flooding that made road travel impossible. On Tuesday, January 13th, the Maramba River overflowed, submerging the Maramba-Livuyu Bridge and cutting off access to Livuyu Township. A 20-year-old expectant mother, Miss Pamela Chanda, required urgent medical attention, but an ambulance could not reach her location. The Livingston District Health Director, Dr. Sumwe Adija, requested air transport, prompting the Zambia Air Force Livingston base to act. Acting Station Commander Colonel Mianda Chimuka deployed an aircrew, to conduct an evacuation exercise. The helicopter landed safely at Livuyu Police Station before transporting Ms. Banda to ZAF Livingston Base, from where she was taken by an ambulance to Livingston General Hospital for further care. Dr. Adija expressed gratitude to the Zambia Air Force team and command for their swift response, highlighting the importance of such interventions in saving lives during emergencies. About 105 houses have been affected by flooding in parts of Livingston following heavy rains that caused water levels to rise and submerge several bridges on Tuesday. Earlier, Livingston City Council Public Relations Manager Melvin Mukela said household goods, small livestock and other property were damaged after floodwaters entered homes in the affected areas. Mr. Mukela disclosed that the District Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, has been directed to compile a comprehensive report to facilitate assistance to the affected families.
All the bridges in Livingston are submerged. Specifically, we talk about Ngwenya Bridge, the Blue Bridge, and Safita Bridge. So, a number of people were, of course, stranded on either side. So, it was really something which was very bad yesterday. The terrain in Livingston is actually sloppy. So, we are lucky that by evening, we found that only one bridge was still submerged, Ngwenya Bridge. At the time when, of course, we went to tour the affected areas, we discovered that about 105 houses submerged, and their goods, of course, were affected. The millimeal, goat weight, and other goods in the houses. So then the district commissioner did direct the district disaster management and mitigation unit to ensure that a report is done so that those affected families could be helped.
People's Pact Vice President for Policy, Manifesto and Governance, Bob Sitinga, has underscored the true purpose of politics, emphasizing that Zambia requires a governance system that effectively addresses the real challenges faced by the citizens. Speaking on a political podcast on Power FM, Mr. Sitinga has alleged that the UPND has failed to deliver to the expectation of the majority Zambians, and that any oversight on its performance must not be taken as hatred for the party. He added that all oversight institutions like Parliament or Judiciary must focus on delivering solutions that address the challenges of the country.
In every country, in every situation, those that purport to come to the people, they want to represent the people, whether it's in a Parliament, in a Congress, in a Senate. The idea is to create there a system where the executive of that country will administer the policies of the country. In this particular case, business. What we're talking about is that the people want solutions to their individual problems, whether it is about the education of their children, the cost of buying things, whether it is about the hospitals and how they're being treated there, whether it's about infrastructure, where they can be able to